Well, we're going to talk blood this morning. We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning from her offices in the Omaha area. April Opliger joins us this morning, a communications program manager for the Red Cross Midwest Blood Services location. April, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks so much for your time here today. Blood collection is always a difficult job. It's great to have a ton of volunteers, you know, those that help to organize the activities and the volunteers at the local sites. Those who bake things to bring to the local sites, those who help to check us in, and of course those who walk through the door to actually stick out their arm to help out other people. But it's really difficult at different times of the year, and I bet after the holidays it's really difficult to get people into that habit once again.
You know, it is a very challenging time of the year. January is still one of those months when we see fewer blood donations come in towards, you know. So we tend to see people with colds and flus so that maybe they aren't able to give at this time of the year. And, of course, we always have the possibility of inclement weather. So it's especially important for people to come out and help us start the new year out right.
I guess you don't think too much about that, too. You have to be healthy to be able to give blood, and that means things like the sniffles and stuff. When you start to come down with a little something, that's probably not where you want to be.
That's true. You know, the people who receive blood products are often the most critically ill. And so, you know, we ask that everybody be feeling well to come in and give. So, you know, if you are feeling well, if you're in good health, please come out and join us, because we know that there are others who maybe aren't so well.
Well, I wanted to focus on one particular blood drive for this particular program now. Coming up this January 14th at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall in Elkhorn, there's going to be a blood drive. Which is, you know, it's not unusual. There are regular blood drives every day in just about every community around. You can find a blood drive somewhere each week. But in this particular case, you're focusing on a young fella who really needs that donation.
You know, this blood drive is being held in honor of Noah Peterson. And he is a, you know, floppy-haired boy with this beautiful brown hair, beautiful brown eyes. And he is a sixth grader. And 2 years ago, Noah was diagnosed with a type of cancer, and I'm probably butchering it, but botryoid rhabdomyosarcoma is the official name of it. But during his treatment, he required a few blood transfusions to help keep his hemoglobin levels up. And so, you know, when you give blood at this blood drive in honor of Noah, you're potentially helping others just like him.
It's tough sometimes. We walk in, we do the thing, and for those who've given for a very long time, of course you appreciate their efforts. But they walk in and maybe don't really even think much about it anymore. They walk in, they take care of the business, and they walk out. But when you can put a face, an actual face, a local face, to something like that, to give people as maybe an incentive to get out, this is why you're giving the blood. This is the type of person that you are helping when you make that donation. That's got to really hit home.
You know, I think it is so true. I think oftentimes, you know, when they sit down, they see the blood go out of their arm, but they don't really think about the fact that it is, you know, being transfused to somebody just like Noah. And it's because of those blood donations that Noah is in remission. You know, he can do all the things he loves, like, you know, ride four-wheelers and farm and all of those other cool things that allow him to be a sixth grader.
Noah is the son of Kevin and Carrie Peterson of Walnut, and he's been dealing with this issue since September of 2011. And as you say, he's enjoying now a lot of the things that he likes to do, things that a lot of little boys like, trucks and tractors and four-wheelers and farming, stuff like that. He's able to do those things. But that's only in large measure because of the generosity of other people. And we don't think about all the different places that blood goes and all the different people that can help out when we make that donation.
That's so true. Every single day, the Red Cross must collect 15,000 pints to meet the needs of patients at the 2,700 hospitals we serve across the country. And you never know, that patient that you might be helping may be someone just like Noah.
You know, that's a lot of blood to have to be able to collect on a constant basis. And I realize how difficult it is these days when you set goals and targets. You know, we don't sometimes hear as often as we'd like that those goals and targets were met when we have local blood drives. Is it difficult to keep everybody wants to be positive all the time. You know, everybody wants to feel like you're making a difference and you're succeeding at something. Is it difficult to keep motivated when maybe sometimes the donation numbers aren't where you'd like them to be?
You know, it's the the patients like Noah that keep us motivated, because we know that every single one of those donations that we're out to collect is tied to a patient. So, you know, we have a real true mission in the work that we do. And when we remind other people, it only takes about an hour of your time, but that single blood donation could potentially help as many as three people. So you are giving somebody else the chance to have a happy new year.
April, when people make that decision, that first decision, that very first time to donate blood, what do you hear from them? What are some of the reasons? What are some of the things that they say are what motivated them to get in there and actually make that donation?
They wanted to make a difference. I've heard people say, you know, maybe we don't have money. You know, they can't give financially. But this is something that doesn't cost them anything but a little bit of time. A lot of people say it makes them feel good about themselves, you know. So there are, you know, whatever your reason, we encourage you to resolve to help us make a difference in the lives of patients.
You know, and sometimes we do get some feedback. I know folks have gotten some cards now and again, just nothing in real detail, but maybe explaining to them that your donation actually went to this hospital and maybe helped a patient who was suffering through this or was involved in a car accident, what have you. And it's really great to get that feedback, and it makes them feel great. And I guess it goes back to the whole, you know, being able to put a face on something like that really helps those donations. And it's nice that Noah's family stepped up to be able to do this. I'm guessing you had to get their permission to be able to use this information, and they understand exactly how important that donation is in their instance.
You know, that's really true. Noah's family, Kevin and Carrie, they were so generous to let us share Noah's story to help other people. But, you know, they are so appreciative of those who give blood, because, it, you know, they were in a time of crisis for their family. And by knowing that those blood donations were there thanks to generous donors, it took some of the pressure off of them. They knew that that was one part that they didn't have to worry about.
Yeah, that's a big point. That's a very big point, because there's so many other things that go through your mind and so many other things to worry about at that time when you get something, news like that, that, you know, this is one thing that you don't have to worry about. And you know other folks have stepped up, and it's great to know that there are good neighbors out there. Now, this particular blood drive of January 14th is from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., as I mentioned, at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall on Main Street in Elkhorn. And you can contact Ann White locally to set up that appointment at 712-764-5888. But as I mentioned earlier, April, literally every day, somewhere close to you, you could donate blood.
That's true. There are lots of opportunities around the area. So maybe you can't make it to the Elkhorn Lutheran Church for the blood drive. But you know what? There are lots of opportunities. And so the easiest way to find out how you can help us make a difference is by giving us a call at 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can visit our website, which is redcrossblood.org.
You know, it used to be community blood drives were all the rage, and that's where you would go to do the blood draws. But now you've got, you've got senior living facilities, you've got businesses, you've got schools, you've got all kinds of different types of organizations and groups and facilities that are hosting blood drives on a real regular basis.
That's true. And, you know, the beauty of that is we like to make it convenient for people to be able to come out and donate. And, of course, you want to give where you live, where you work, where you play.
And if you don't have the opportunity to do it, if scheduling is a problem in one particular drive, well, odds are in a few days, maybe a week, you could step on up to the plate and do that someplace else. You know, there is a limit of how often that you can donate, so maybe you just missed out a little bit on the time frame and stuff. Well, you can always just wait a little bit and probably pop right back in again.
Yes, you can give every 56 days if you give whole blood. So, you know, about every 8 weeks. And you know what? Remember that this is the opportunity to come and really make a difference.
Well, we're coming off the season of giving. The Christmas season is all about what we can do for other people. So maybe we could just stretch that into a 12-month period of giving for other people. And it'd be a great time to start maybe right now, make that first donation. Just about anybody can give blood.
That's true. You need to be 16. At 16, you need your parents' consent. After that, there is no upper age limit for donating blood. You need to be in generally good health, weigh at least 110 pounds, and just bring in your driver's license or your donor ID card. Drink lots of fluids before you come in. Get a good night's sleep. Eat a good meal a couple hours before you come. And things should go smoothly for you.
You bet. And they'll feed you afterward and treat you nice, and you can even really slip it in during your lunch hour. It doesn't even have to be an inconvenience for you as far as the time goes. So take that opportunity, take a look at what how that fits into your life, and think about how it fits into other lives too, like Noah's. April, thank you very much for your time here this morning. Best of luck to you.